going?
Okay, Rabbi Hussein. The schedule for the remainder of the week, Rez Hashem Yisbarach, is that we will do Nyanei Yom HaShemot today. And tomorrow we have early shiur because I give contemporary halacha. Sunday, Rez Hashem, we're going to have the shiur on Bracha and Thunder and Lightning, as a continuation from Birkas HaChama, also my Sabracious. And then we have to do the Zimmer Shir, and then we have to do Chazara, so we have our work cut out for us. Okay. So as our minig is on special occasions, sing a niggun.
Israel. We have 48 male Nevi'im and 7 female Nevi'os. With Nisnabu Israel, lo pichsu lo siru. They didn't diminish or add on what is in the Torah. Hamash kosev Torah chutz mi mikra megillah. Except for the institution of mikra megillah. So how do they have a right to do that? How could you add the Mikra Megillah? How can you add Mikra Megillah? The Gemara says they had a drasha. My darish, Amar Abchia bar Avin, Amar Abshua ben Karcha, Mami Abdus Lecheris, Amrin and Shira, Mimisa Lechayim Lokol Shekin. That that if Me'avdus L'Cheiros, we sing Shira, B'Tzias Mitzrayim, that's just Amu Shira Layam. So that was Me'avdus L'Cheiros, we get freed from bondage. We sing Shira, we celebrate. So Mimisa L'Chaim, so by Purim, it was a death threat on us. Right, it was Mimisim Chaim, so Kal Vachomer that we should have some type of celebration. So the Gemara says, Yehachi Halal Namenema. So why don't we say Halal and Purim? The Gemara says, Sufisha Eino Mim Halal Anes Shebechutz Lartz. That you don't say Hallel on a Nes B'chutz Lartz, and Purim was on a Nes B'chutz Lartz. What about Yitzis Mitzrayim is also a Nes B'chutz Lartz. Hechaminim Shira. The Gemara says, no, over there it's different. Because Yitzis Mitzrayim is before we came into Eretz Yisrael. So before we came into Eretz Yisrael, we can make something on Chutz Lartz. Once we came into Eretz Yisrael, then only Eretz Yisrael. So that Yitzias Mitzrayim was before we came into Eretz Yisrael. So, Kedatanya Achal Nichnasu Yisrael Aretz Huchshu Kol Aretzos Lo Mashira Mishe Nichnasu Yisrael Aretz Lo Huchshu Kol Aretzos Lo Mashira. Okay. So take a look at the Ritva on page 3. My daughter's called Shavua Chova. We still have can leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. So Kuvi Almanidli calls us Lote Alpet. This is the layout. My dream knows to call a Chova. And what about Ner Hanukkah? How did they misak in their Chanukah? Isn't that also something new? Islam is a somach nami a high timer. So what is the Ritva saying? They're what? The same Kal Vachomer? What? The same Kal Vachomer that we learn at Purim, we can learn at Chanukah also. Because that's also an addition. Oh. So there is a famous tshuva in the Maram al Shakar. He discusses the following on page 5. Shelancha Irachasim, who based Dinam, Tiknu, Beneim, Becharomus, Ubhaskom, Gdola, Leim, Alzaram, Alcola, Boy, Machreim, Meatov Yadolom, Hassas, Yom, Echarasar, Yom, the Cholish Teves, as they made it in a certain community that the 11th day of Teves should be like Purim. Because there was a miracle, I guess, that they were saved, that community, with some tragedy that could have potentially befell them, and they were saved. So they made a takana that. And there has to be a day of celebration on the 11th of Tevis. And then they said, because even if you move out of that community, so So they wanted to make it that anyone who's in the community now who got saved from this peril should have to celebrate. Even if you move subsequently to a different place, it's still a chiyuv. So the question is, do they have a right to institute such a thing? And could they make this chal for the future generations? So he writes, Tshuva, Vada yichol v'ein b'nei eir l'sakim b'neim ha-takonos pasas ha-skomis g'dorim l'iknos ha-over aleim afilo ha-siyah mibiras din Torah. V'tanya, perakamidu v'ambasar shoyim b'nei eir l'hasnos al-amidos al-shoyim t'charponim l'asiyas k'sizosim l'iknos over al-kisosim. Because you could, the b'nei ha-eir could put can institute takanas on the people of the city. So the question is, yeah, but that's maybe only when they're living in the city. Who says they have a right? If the city council wants to say, you know, everyone in the city has to contribute a certain amount of money to a certain project that the city is involved in, so I can understand. But if not, so he said they can make a takana. But the question is, how strong is the takana? So says the Maharal al-Shakir on the next page, page 6, second column of the bottom, Mashashaltim atosh and his garshu, im atakana chalam chomokum shehem, iver vaday lechol misha hetik di rosu b'mokum echa lebal ador b'mokum acher, ve'ein daito loshuv l'artso, de'ein nosnim lov chumei mokum sheyotze misham, v'shenoeg v'minek osu mokum shehomach v'sham. He says, but it's not binding on if you left the community and you're not planning to move back, so then it's not binding. However, he writes in column 4, Elamiu nearly the cave in the Tanai Zekosov Ba Behaskamosom Beferish. In other words, if in their original formation of the establishment of this day as a holiday, they formulated in the establishment that feel yishano as mekomam lo poka minay also takana al korchim tchal aleim val boy machreim b'chol mokum shehu shehen yicholim sakin takanosem haskumosem aleim al zorim b'chol inyin sheyeh. So he says, but if they, the Farish were masakin, that it's chal on people who leave, or future generations, then they have the ability to do so as well. Vod bar mindein mindein kad ma'ayis v'shapir efshal l'chalik bein ha-milsa t'ilon t'imurot v'dochal Rabbi Zeira v'hosa matzin l'mei v'shahaisa l'dayto muteres v'yanoig v'isr. In other words, the question is, if you move from one city to the other, and a certain city they consider a certain food treif, and a certain city they consider the other food kosher, do you have to follow the city that you came from, or the city that you're coming to? So Rabbi Zeira left a certain city where they were no agisser, and he himself ate the food. So that was a different because he felt it was really mutter. So while he was sitting in the original city, which was the place of Rav and Shmuel, they were the Rabbanim, so in deference to them, he was Nagma Isser. But when he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't planning to come back to Bavel, and he thought that Taka, the halachas, that's really mutter, so there's no problem. But here, the Anshe Ha'ir made an institution for the whole city. Because it's not a halachic question. It's that they're making an instituting a takana. If it would be a halachic question, like this piece of meat, is it mutter or not? So Rav Zeira thought it was mutter. So one, he was still living in Bavel in the town of Rav Shmuel, who said it was Osir. So in deference to them, he didn't eat. But once he left, it wasn't an issue of a takana. It's a halachic shaila. But here, the community made a takana. So he says the takana is chal. If they made a takana on everybody in the community and all the future generations, it's chal. So he says, this Maran al-Shakir is quoted by the Magen Avraham on page 8. In Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Megillah, he says that any community can make their own Purim. Say there was a fire in the community and people got saved, and whatever, there was a plague and people got whatever, there was in a particular community and people were saved, so they can institute a yontif in that community. And that's binding for all the people of the community forever, just like Purim. They can make your own Purim. And the Magen Avraham quotes it. Kol b'nei ir, v'sakim v'haskama u'v'cheirim aleim, v'abayim achareim lasos Purim b'yom shenaso bo neis. And he quotes this Maran al-Shakir. Oh. So you see where we're leading to here. Right, so the question is, how does this apply to Yom HaTzvot or something of that nature? Would this be similar or not? So first, let's take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Huna Betlosa Betishrei Betelus at Kartam in Steyr. In other words, on the third day of Tishrei, the takana was made that you shouldn't write Shem Hashem in a shtar. What is that all about? Shagazer Malchus Yovel and Gzeira Shalo Aski Hashem Shemayim Al Pihem. When the Greeks were in power, they made a takana that the Jewish people shouldn't mention God's name. But when the Jews ultimately prevailed over the Greeks, so they wanted to start using Shem Hashem, so they went overboard and they put Shem Hashem even in the stars. Nitzchem hiskinu shiyum hiskinu Shem Shemayim afil b'shtars v'kach hayu kosim b'shabes kach v'kach v'yochanan kohen gadol l'kel elyon. So as they wrote, that when they were dating the star, they said that this is written in the Sefer Shasiyer to the leadership of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, but they called him Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon. So they put Shem Hashem in.
He says that the next, you know, if you write Shem Hashem in the star, so what happened to the star? I hold on to the star until you pay me the money. Once you pay me the money, then I rip up the star, throw it in the garbage can. So what's going to happen is all these stars that have Shem Hashem are going to be in the garbage can. So eventually they were mevatel this practice. So, also Yom Asaon Yontif, and that day they made it into a Yontif for the people. In other words, the day that Chachamim were able to undo the original practice of writing Shem Shemayim in the Shtar, when it came time they undid it, they made a Yontif. So the Gemara asked Kasha, whereas Megillas Tainus was a book of holidays that the Chachamim instituted in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the different occurrences in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so all those holidays are no longer celebrated. So that's what the Gemara says, that if Megillas Tainus was batel, so it means all those holidays were batel. He's also died the batel Megillas Tainus. Kemaisa batel achronaisim osifin. He says, how could you make a new yontif if, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all those yontifs that existed, in reference to the Beis HaMikdash, which existed when the Beis HaMikdash Kayim are no longer here, so how could you be Mosif anything? So it's, after the Churban, all the Yom Tovim were retracted. So then, Kal V'Chomer, you can't be Mosif something. So the question the Pri Chadash is going to ask on the what? On the Maram Al Shachar, is how could you say Bismana Churban that we can make a new Purim, a new thing? But the Gemara says you can't make any new Yom Tovim, because once the Megillas Tainus was destroyed, all the Yom Tovim Megillas Tainus were nullified. So certainly you can't add new Yom Tovim. So then how can the Maram Al Shachar say you can make a new Yom Tov? Let's see, look inside. That's the Pri Chadash on page 10. Yes, k'shas yichidim b'dareinu that shal yidei yom simcha l'doros gamma tshuvas maram al shaker meisi. So he quotes this Gemara. That they stopped all the Yom Tovim. So that's what he says. It can't be that you can make a new Yom Tov. We're going to face that Gemara. So he argues with the Maram Al Shachar. Now, Rabbi Berger just pointed out that maybe the answer to the Pri Chadash's question is maybe, in other words, Misa, if it's from Misa L'Chaim, if it was Imamish was saved, lives were saved, maybe that's not the same as Shem Shemayim B'Shtar. In other words, maybe a yontif that's not a happy occasion, like a certain family donated wood to the base of Mikdash. So they made a yontif, or something like that. A certain miracle happened in the base of Mikdash, they made a yontif. But if it's an issue, so that all those Yom Tovim are batal. So small Yom Tovim for happy occasions when that's not life threatening, like, okay, now there's no more Shem Shamayim in the shtar. Okay, it's a good thing. Now Shem Hashem is not going to be Mutal Ba'ashpa anymore. But who says that means that you can't make any Yom Tovim for lives that are being saved? That's the point. That's what Rabbi Berger's put here. The case of the Aram al-Shakir was lives, I don't know exactly what the story was, but it was lives being saved. And then, what would be the mocker? We'll see soon in the Chasam Sofer to make a yantif. It's not Gemara and Megillah. Mami Avdus L'Cheiros Amin and Shira means we celebrate. So we miss L'Chaim L'Kol Shekin. So take a look. Yeah. So that's another question, but it could be like Rav Shechter once pointed out, all can be harder to make. You see, if you make just a takana for a certain community, so that's not, you know, that's more less evasive than if you make it on all the cloud. It could be harder to make something on the whole cloud. But you see, the notion of having a celebration, either for the community until a time that their lives were saved. And let's look at the Chasam Sofer on page 11. He says, "Mi nearly v'lav ha'chanami d'lo omru shalol ha'osif ala dunya t'hanach sh'poshka b'chol Yisrael v'yir echad medina achas אין דומה הלך, מותר בלי פיקפוק. מי הוא נראה, דהיינו דווקא ממיסו לחיים, דומי דמורדכי ואסתר. אבל דוס משאר יצור אסלו. דמיון חזל במורדכי ואסתר, מי דורש מי אב דוס לחירוס, מיסו לחיים וכל שכן. כן, כל זמן שאנו בגלל זה סולט הפידיון מי אב דוס לחירוס, כל שאין הצול ממיסו לחיים, ממש, we shouldn't make a yontif. And then he says, in Frankfurt, the Main, the Chof Adar Rishon, they made a Yom Simcha. And Rav Nosson Adler, who grew up there, that's Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, always would celebrate that Yontif. So he says it has to be May Avdus L'Cheiros. And so that's what Chasam Sofer writes there in Truva Kuf Tzari Alf. But then he continues on the next page, on Reish Ches, page 12. He says that the idea of a yontif for celebrating a day that we were saved in Misa L'Chaim is a din d'oraisa. Because a kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa. What we learn out from the Yud Gimel Midos, what we learn out from a kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa. So the Chasam Sofer has his famous comment here. The poor mechanical home. You may be just high class as Echel and Ace, Machmas, Mimavis Lachaim, who the rice and mamish become a homer. And the last of Shim Zechel and Ace. Well, Echel's Vakamas as he current who midrabbottom. For Mugil, Pierce Mugil,
Shlachmanos Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. Hakol Midrabanan. Lots of Shum Zecher Ktsas L'chol Apachot V'asu B'hesper Etainis Hu Daraisa. He says like this, that Chanukah, the actual lighting of the candles, or the actual reading of the Megillah, that's the Rabbanan. But in other words, if you would let the 8 days of Chanukah go by and you wouldn't do anything special, that would be a bittul d'oraisa. Because you're supposed to celebrate. Even if the celebration means that you're not going to do any hesper d'tayis, you have to do something. The fact that the Chachamim came along and says, oh, pray read the Megillah, like the neighbors, and so that's all the Rabbanan. In other words, the extra details are all the Rabbanan. But the fact that we should do something, that's a d'oraisa. That's a d'oraisa. Yeah. Well, in the case of the Ramal Shaker, the community, I guess the board members. The what? What did they do? Mustama, they said everyone should have a Suda, and you should maybe take off from work, and have maybe wear special clothing. I don't know what the, you know. Not exactly, but certain, in other words, whatever the bylaws of the were. So that they. So the Chasam Sofer says that it's a din d'oraisa to do something zeichel anes every year on that day. So comes the Netziv and argues. Siv says it's not so. Bidden Mechazel needs to perish. B'shoshi Yuhanes will be Yomahu B'chol Shana. He calls to the Shiltas. Ve'im Yikim Minator El Midrabanan. So the Siv says that it's not true. The year that you were saved, that's a din d'oraisa that you should celebrate. But to celebrate all the subsequent years, that's not true. And he brings a ride, because what's the Kal V'chomer? In other words, the source of the Chasam Sofer is the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalet. Naimi Avdus L'Cheiros Amrina Shira, Misa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekin. So Rashi says, Avdus L'Cheiros Amrina Shira, because they sang Shira on the Yam. So the Tziv asked the Kasha, but we don't have a mitzvah of Shira Lidoros for Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So it was only sang Shira that 1 year that they saved, but they didn't do it every subsequent year. There's no takana, or there's no din that you're supposed to have chiyuv of Shira. I mean, we say Psukim the Zimmer, but that has nothing to do. So therefore, the Siv says that Kal V'chomer is only noheg for the year that you're saved. That year, when you're saved, you should celebrate. But to have on the day that you celebrate, the day that you were saved, every subsequent year, that's only midrabanan. That's only midrabanan. So what's going to be the answer? The Netziv had a zakasha and the Chasam Sofer. May I have those lecheres? I mean, Shira. So that was only that year. So Rabbi Berger thought maybe the pshat is that it means the celebration, but we celebrate Pesach every year. So the idea of having a yontif, not necessarily singing Shira, but having a yontif, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, that could be what Rashi means. Not necessarily that they sang Shira literally, but have a yontif. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer Shita is that whenever there's a Hatzalah that's Mimisa L'Chaim, so every year you have to celebrate. And then Siv says, no, you only have to celebrate that year. Maybe Midrabanan, And then the Tziv continues on page 14. Because he says the year that of the Hanukkah miracle that we were saved in the war, and they celebrated, that was the Raisa. But the fact that we celebrate every year, that's only the Rabbanim. And he says, the law, what I'm saying is not like Hagon v'tzadik Chasam Sofer. He's saying that what he's saying is against what the Chasam Sofer says. And so, because he says, if that be the case, so how is Megillah's Tainus Batel? So the simple answer, like Rabbi Berger said, because the things in Megillah's Tainus were not made Misa L'chaim. They were just happy occasions, different miracles happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Not life-saving miracles. But if it's life-saving, then every year, on that day, there's a chiyuv to celebrate.
And is it?
Can
Yeah.
Has
it come up for Yachid?
Has what?
Has it come up for
Yachid? Yeah, so Yachid also. You mean if you had a personal, yeah. It's not a community even, but even a Yachid. Right? So even a Yachid also. What?
Here was Sudah. You never hear like every year on that.
Right, so it could be for Yachid also. That he should dress up, do something special. Right. What do you think? Well, the year after they made it that it should be Takana Kavua L'Doros. In other words, and that was that they made special things that you have to like menorah, you have to do. But he's saying, in other words, they both the Tzivah has some sort of say, of course, that year that they celebrated, they had singing and dancing. Not necessarily Chobos Megillah, Chanukah, something like that. Shana Bo, they made the Takana Drabana to do specific things. But on the Daraisa level, both of the Tzivim and the Chasam Sofer say you have to do it that year. The Chasam Sofer says not only you have to do that year, you have to do it every year. And then the Tziv disagrees. It says only that year.
It's the actual year of the Nes, or you can only be Masker the Nes like 1 year after it actually happened. That's gonna be the first time you're actually commemorating and celebrating it, not the actual year of the Nes, because in.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, the actual Mice of the Nes, you can't commemorate it. You can't have a Mice of commemoration until 1 year after it happens.
Right.
So is that what they're referring to, or are they talking about actually that year?
I say the year that it happened. That's for sure. You have to celebrate. But if your life was saved or the community's life was saved, they have to celebrate. So the Netziv says, but after that, you don't have to do anything. Midaraisa. And the Chasam Sofer says, no. Now you have a chiyuv every year on that date to celebrate. So there is a famous tshuva from Rabbi Shulam Roth, who was the Home of Asser. Rav Shachar always says that his father lived in the town where Meshulam Roth was the Rav.
So this is the most significant tshuva ever written about Yom HaTzmot. This is it. I mean, at least pro. This is the most significant tshuva. He says in second hour, "Yine ain't suffik shayomahu heyir shenikval yidei hamimshala chavei knesses rov gedolei rabbanim kugusom chol haaretz zecher l'neis shal shuaseinu v'cheruseinu mitzvah lasosu simcha v'yantav lo merhala." He says it's a mitzvah of simcha, yantav, and halal. He says, "Af tzibur shebi'ir achas o yichidim shekogim aleim yantav v'atzman al nei shenasen lehem chayovim l'kayim aleim." Whereas even one city has a chiv, like the Maram al Shakir says. And then he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and he says, "Davka mi mitzvah l'chaim." Kol zman shanu begolus lekem pidyon mi'avdus l'cheres kol shein hatzolah mi mitzvah l'chaim. You don't do it. So he says that Yom HaTzmud is clearly it's Abdul Slecheiros, it's Misal Chaim. You know, this is a Hatzalah for Jewish lives. So he says, Yafa Kivnu Amanhigim Shekovos Hayom HaZadavka. Because this was the day that was chosen, and there's a chiv. This is Yine Hadamina Maseches Megillah. So he quotes the Gemara Megillah, and then he quotes the Marsha. That what was the source for Chanukah? It must be some, they had some drasha. Well, to me, Hani al Masha, they said, Sorach Tzrichi Bechafi Tzmach Veremez B'Torah al Chanukah, Achar Sheish Lanu Kal Vachomer. He says, what is the Masha? So it's Masha that we skipped because it was too small for me to read even. The Masha says, so as the Gemara says, the source of Megillah is the Kal Vachomer. And he says, for Chanukah, Mestamah, there's some other drasha. He says, what do you need other drasha? The same Kal Vachomer. He used for Chanukah also. So the Mela, he says that the day that the state was proclaimed and the Jewish people had a place of refuge, so that's the Hatzalah Mech Avdus Lecheiros, Rebbe Misa Lechaim. So he says it's a din d'oraisa, like the Chasam Sofer. Because the original Kal Vachomer of the Gemara applies, and the Chasam Sofer learns that the Kal Vachomer of the Gemara is applicable for all generations, not like the Nitziv. So he says there's no problem. Take a look on page 18. He says there's no problem with Bal Tosif. That normally, you see, Rav Shach always points out, the Ramban says, what do you need the Kal Vachomer for? Because if you didn't have a Kal Vachomer, how can you institute Purim? It's Bal Tosif. How can you institute? But the Kal Vachomer says that it's a Din Daraisa. Purim is Daraisa. Chanukah is Daraisa. What do you mean Chanukah is Daraisa? It means that you have to do something with Daraisa. Otherwise, if on Hanukkah you wake up in the morning and you say, thank you, Ribbono Shalom, for the miracle, so you fulfilled the Daraisa. then light menorah, that's midrabban. But if 8 days would go by and you didn't do anything, you mevatel daraisa. So the same thing by Purim. If you wake up in the morning on Purim and you say, thank you Hashem for saving the Jewish people, you fulfilled the daraisa. Now midrabbanan, you have to make the suda, and you have to do the kriyas ha-megillah, and so. So he says the same thing by Yom HaTzmod, that it's a savior mimisa lechayim, and mimela. So it's not baltosif, because it's a daraisa. This itself is a mitzvah daraisa. In other words, the question is, how could, where the Ramban and Chumash says, what was bothering the Gemara that they had to look for a Kal Vachomer for Takana Purim? Because without that, to make up a new holiday, maybe that's Baal Tosef. So how can the Maram Al Shaker say we can make up a new holiday and for your community? You can make up your own Purim. And how do we have the Purim Bechlal, how do we have? The answer is Purim is learned out from a Kal Vachomer. And Chanukah is learned out, Rabbi Shulam Roth says, Chanukah is also learned out from the same Kal Vachomer. So, and that Kal Vachomer applies to the whole Jewish community, or if one town has their own Yeshua, they have a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. So therefore he says, he says that that's the case. He says the Maisa, he's not, he doesn't want a paskin because he wants other rabbanim to agree with him. Rafa Pisha Koma Shakasati near Bor, Beinai, but Rodina of a Maisa, yeah, he wants others to agree as well. So, what he would say is, if somebody would let the day by of Yom HaTzmaut and not make some recognition, so he feels that that's a bitul daraisa. So if you say halal, so then if you would say halal, then you would fulfill this and he says maybe if Shachianu he discusses, yeah.
What about this particular day that qualifies as a mitzvah as opposed to another day?
Because this is the day that it was declared. So that was the day that that we received, so to speak, the bylaws.
And that's enough for the status of the mitzvah.
Yeah, in other words, right. That's what he's saying. That's what clinched it for us. But I guess that was representative of the Yeshua in the grand scheme of things.
Shalom Roth saying that the Yom HaTzmaut represented Avdus L'Cheiros or Misa?
He's saying both. He got everything.
He's saying he got both?
Yeah. Meaning, you know, independence for the Jewish people and savior. People, you know, Jews were getting killed. You know, especially as many people have pointed out, after the Holocaust, this was their refuge.
I think
he also gave certain status to the Jewish people, that they have their own, you know, the Jewish people weren't viewed as, you know, people, nothing, you know. That's why Nazi Germany wanted to inculcate into the world that the Jewish blood doesn't count. And this gave us a land, gave us a respect. So it was a great Yeshua from Misa L'Chaim. And like Rav Shechter said, what Meshulam Roth is saying is you don't need even a Takaris Bezdin for this. It's a Din D'Oraisa. You don't even need a Takaris Bezdin. It's a Din D'Oraisa of the Kal V'Chomer. So in the Chachamim, maybe the Chachamim can't, we don't have the Bezdin to institute specific things, but he's saying to do something, to say Hallel, to say, to have a festive meal, what?
Or just verbalize the thank you.
Right, of something, you fulfill this requirement, no?
What exactly does this enable you to do? I mean, are you allowed to now say Hallel with a bracha? Is that
far? Yeah, so he discusses a bracha. You have to see the details of what he... so that's... Is he right about Hallel?
It depends if you think it's the rice or not.
Is he right about, excuse me?
That depends on the machlokes, if you think it's still right or not?
Maybe, or maybe even not. Maybe even if it wasn't, but... yeah. In other words, it wasn't like Kriyas Yamsuf that we buy the... Hanukkah. What?
Hanukkah was, there was a war. The war happened after here.
Right.
The Holocaust was already over, so there was long-term, but it saved lives.
Right.
There was no...
Right. You could say that maybe the Kal V'Chomer only applies if it's B'Fanecha. Right? Where some Islamic... a fire in the community and people who got out in time.
This is
what?
This is how
the last thing. Yeah. I guess that would be the other argument. It's, right. But I guess he felt that this is good, you know, also this general Yeshua was good enough. And that also ultimately, even though there's no one was killing them at that moment necessarily.
At the end, he mentions the idea that it's nice and not bracha but talos shachayanu. Then he says, mentions the idea of not saying halam with a bracha. Once he's already saying that you can say shachayanu, the bracha but talos, the one that wants to go all out.
I could hear either way, I mean, about that. I mean, like going to a chagig or something like that. Yeah, so I can definitely hear, you know, it's hard to say that if you consider, if this day is considered a day of celebration, so then there was the Isser music in the sphere is not such a clear Isser anyway. Whereas the Isser of Tesporus is more clear, the Isser of getting married, you know. But no one's getting married at these parties, you know. So, I mean, some of this music is much less significant than the question of whether you can shave for this. And there are people who even, you know, say that. Rabbi Willie once said, and he was in America's Harav. On one of these days, I forget if it was Yom HaSmur or Yom HaLayim, sort of Tzvi Yehuda, I think he said, quoted, says, "Min ha-panim nikar mishehim ha-maminim." From the face, you can see, meaning the people who shave, but the maminim, people then. That was his line. Okay, so as you pointed out, I mean, one could argue with this point and say maybe you need dafka an imminent, or you could say that in the scheme of things, this is maybe even more significant. Okay, so you know, the point is well taken, you know, but I think you know, we're not here to know exactly how history is going to unfold in the next 50 years, 100 years, 150 years. But we hope that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe writes that the land of the State of Israel, it's a nisayon for us. See, that's how he writes. It's a nisayon to see what are we going to do with it. How are we going to, you know, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will presumably act based on how we're acting. So we don't. No one knows. No one here is a Navi to know exactly how the, you know, 61 years. What'll be in another 50 years or so. So I think the idea is that we have to be mechazik ourselves, our Torah, our learning, our chesed, to be mechazik Eretz Yisrael and our kesher with Eretz Yisrael. And we hope that this should be, we don't know, you know, whether is this the Smichas Gula Seinu? We hope. Do we know? No one knows for sure. But Bez Hashem, we pray on this day that this hopefully should be the beginning of a greater Gula and a greater Hatzalah. And it's up to us to, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, it's in the Sion. Hashem is giving up to see what are we going to do with it? How are we going to deal with it? And that, Bez Hashem, we hope that this should be just the beginning of Binyan Beis HaMikdash from here of Yemen.